Don't go abroad if you're under 30. That's the lead headline in the Irish Daily Mail, summing up the advice of the chief medical officer that those who are not fully vaccinated should not go abroad, regardless of whether they have a negative PCR test. Dr. Tony Houlihan's advice gives the Irish Independent its lead story too. Young told to keep lives on hold, says the headline, though the report below that quotes Dr. Houlihan as saying there's plenty of good holiday opportunities in this country. The Irish Times' latest opinion poll provides further thought on the subject. 50% of respondents said they want the government to proceed with the full reopening of society as quickly as possible. But almost the same number, 46%, said they want the reopening to take place at a much slower pace. There is much coverage of the tributes paid to a 15-year-old County Carlow girl, Tiggy Hancock, who died following an accident at an equestrian centre in Dublin. The Irish Daily Star says she was a rising star in the sport of eventing. The Irish Daily Mirror quotes a family friend, Edmund Carney, who said that Tiggy represented Ireland several times and she had a very bright future. A criticism of the Taoiseach by the deputy leader of Sinn Féin provides the Irish Examiner's lead story. Piers Doherty accused Leo Varadkar of failing to understand public anger at the housing crisis by playing down concerns about property prices, the paper says. The Taoiseach features in a Times front page story too, where he is quoted as saying that there are problems with the new National Maternity Hospital project. The proposed site on the St Vincent's campus in Dublin is owned by the Religious Sisters of Charity, who plan to gift it to a new body that will run the hospital. The Times reports that at a private briefing with the Minister for Health yesterday, government and opposition TDs were told that the state has tried everything possible to buy the land which the hospital will be built on, but has failed to do so. A cartoon takes up half of the front page of the Irish News. It's by Ian Knox, and it shows two men being whirled out a revolving door, presumably Edwin Poots and Paul Given, while Arlene Foster looks on, grinning. Poots stands down as DUP implodes, says the headline. The story gets a more sober treatment in the Belfast Telegraph, but the message is the same. Poots out after 21 days as leader, is the headline, over a dark photograph by Brian Lawless of the short-lived head of the Democratic Unionist Party in Stormont yesterday. Voters don't deserve such farcical politics, says the paper in an editorial. The speed with which the Poots putsch unravelled is unprecedented, says the Irish News. The Examiner comments that the debacle further destabilises an already fragile Stormont. The only certainty now is that the path ahead will be challenging, says the writer. The Times says as Northern Ireland emerges from the COVID-19 pandemic and navigates the early period of the post-Brexit era, it badly needs both political stability and cohesive leadership. An ugly, protracted war in the largest unionist party makes both harder to achieve. The threat that hangs in the air is real, says the Independent, with unionism in meltdown as evidenced by the chaos within the DUP and a high-stakes showdown between the EU and the UK, it'd be wise to get comfortable with silence.